Blog Talk Radio.
Phone.
Sex.
Phone sex?
I'm girl 7.
How can I please you?
How do you like it?
Fantasies.
Girl 6 and my love.
Your location, as well as your comments and your expertise.
Also, if you want to be a part of the show as well, you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproduction. We're sort of like at this part, we get prepared to get everything started up. So what we want to do is take this opportunity to try to give you all the information you need to make sure you're a part of the show. Our host is still working on joining us at this time, but we also have our co-host on the line now. I get a chance to introduce both of them when it's give me a few minutes as I go through our what we call our cleanup activities, starting up the show and so on. Now, what I want to do now is to make sure you're aware of how you can continue to be a part of this. We're moving forward, and this show is once a month, and it's the Minister Stanton Show, hosted by Minister Stanton, Kendrick's people, and the co-host, Elder Kendall McKnight. And both of them will be coming to you shortly. It will give them an opportunity to kind of get started with it in a minute, but I want to make sure I get all these things out before you. Now, we're just going to have real talk about just plain old life issues today. What's going on? What's happening? So we got an outstanding format set up for tonight. The title of tonight's show is, Does He Qualify to Date You? And I got about 4 or 5 question marks that goes behind that. And since you ask yourself, I want all the listeners to take an opportunity right now and just ask yourself, is that person qualified to take it? Do you meet the requirements? That is going to be some things discussed tonight that's going to give you an opportunity to kind of voice your opinion. Again, you can call in at 347, which we'll consider our chat line, 857-4192. And press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give us your name, location, and off your comment, question, or expert fee. Now, if you also want to email the show, you can go to my email site, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, or either go to TalkingWithLorenzaDSmith.com or the Dr. Lowe Show email.com. I'm giving the information because as a producer, I'll be here taking an opportunity to hear from you and make sure the host as well as the co-host have an opportunity to kind of hear what's being said, but make sure I get the information to them. So very excited about having this chance to do this. Again, we're just kind of still waiting on the host to kind of join us. And I'm going to just about 2 or 3 more minutes. So I'm going to introduce our co-host, and we'll make sure we'll spend some time just trying to get the show up and running, and that's what we're doing right now. Now, one of the things I want to make sure to keep in mind that through this, we're making sure that we offer a great opportunity and vessel to get the word out. And the word is coming out very strong because we have a total of 7 shows. Smith Way Productions have 7 shows that return just every day, Monday through Friday, but we rotate the week to make sure. Now, I'm here and I'm looking at the line now. I see the host has now joined. Now, without further ado, we host the Minister Shannon Show. Minister Shannon Kendrick People. Minister Shannon, make it do what it do.
Hello, everyone. I've missed you all. Have you all missed Shannon? Good to see that everybody's joined in with us. I do want to thank you, Doc, for holding it down while I get on the line to talk about the topic that we're going to discuss tonight, which is, does he qualify or is he qualified to date me? When I say me, I'm not saying just me. This is in general. Is he qualified to date me? I went with that topic this week simply because dating is not just happening for someone else. It's happening for me. And dating has changed. It is not what it used to be 20 years ago. It's not what it used to be 10 years ago. So people, I felt like, needed to understand that, well, first of all, let's talk about self-worth. That was the first thing. You know, you need to know what you're worth. once you know what you're worth, then you know how much you love you, how much you think about you, and then you can know who is qualified to date you. Why am I asking, is he qualified to date me? Well, I've been talking to some gentlemen in the last 2 weeks, and one of the questions was, what are you bringing to the table? And I asked the question, you know, when is it the right time to ask, when does he bring it to the table? Not that we're being ugly, not that we're being smart, not that we're being, as one might say, even bougie. That's not what we're doing. But I simply think that if a person has gone through the effort of pushing themselves, going to college, matriculating the ladder of success, being able to make their own money, the money that they want to make at a figure that they're comfortable with, then why should you settle for a person that's not bringing at least half of what you're bringing or meeting you halfway? Now, does that mean that you can't fall in love with somebody that's not making it? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that person qualified to date me? Even if he's making more than you, is he qualified to date you? That should be the question on the table. But at the same time, there too again, what is he bringing to the table? How much is he bringing to the table? Figure-wise, spiritually, sometimes they're bringing things to the table that we don't want to deal with. Let's talk about this. Is he bringing baby mama drama? Is he bringing three babies and you don't have any? Is he bringing one child that he can't afford and you've got to take on that responsibility? That's the thing that we need to ask ourselves as a woman. Recently, there was a question put to me on my job, which was, why do I always make a thing black and white? My answer was, I can't tell you what a white female would do. I can't tell you how it feels to be a white female. I can't tell you what a white female had to do when she was in a position, but I can tell you about a black female. So I can talk about black women because I'm one. I'm not being prejudiced or, you know, I'm not discriminating, but I can tell you what it is for a black woman to have gone to school or to have children, to be single with a child, and be black and female. So, what is he bringing to the table? Is he qualified to date you? Well, when we say that, you got to know what your deal breakers are. What your deal breakers are. If we're talking about Ministress Hendricks, one of my deal breakers is I don't date men with young children. That's number one. Well, I already know if you're the type of man I want, call it intuition. That's not it. No. Call it, did I do my background check? Yes. Call it, did I ask questions? Yes. Call it an old-fashioned rule my mother always told me. Look at a man's shoes. You can look at a man's shoes and tell the worlds that he traveled. I'm not talking about worlds literally either. But look at a man's shoes. If every time I go on a date with him, he's wearing sneakers, he's in athletic gear, that's not who I want. So, one of my deal breakers is I don't want to date a man with young children. Let's say that. If you have children, that's fine. I have children. I just don't want them to be young. Reason being, if a man has young children, and he's a man, not a boy, but he's a man. He's having to take care of them monetarily. He's having to be there physically. I applaud that. That's what a dad should do. That's what a real man does. Baby gets sick, child gets sick, you're there. I applaud that. But don't bring me into that ball game. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be sitting in the hospital, ER, 1 o'clock in the morning because your baby's sick or you and baby mama in that fussing because baby's sick. That's a deal breaker for me. Let your children be grown. You got to do something after they're grown? You know, that's different.
Appreciate, you know, you're just getting it started and rolling, but we want to make sure we introduce our co-host, who's on the line. He's been on the line since we started. And without further ado, I will make sure to the co-host, Elder Kendall McKnight. How you doing, Brother McKnight?
I'm well. Very good today. How are you guys?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And also, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to be a part of it and want to chat with us, with both Shannon and Kendall, just press 1 and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give us your name, location, and offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. Turn it back over to Minister Shannon and Elder McKnight.
Hi, Elder. How are you doing tonight? Forgive me for not stopping. I got kind of engrossed in that conversation. So how are you doing today?
I am blessed, doing well, doing extremely well. Heard a lot what you just said with your introduction and, you know, ready to discuss this topic in detail and to hear the views of the audience out there also.
Okay, thanks. So tonight we're talking about, is he qualified to date me? And definitely I'm speaking from a Black woman's experience. As I said, I'm not being prejudiced. I'm not, you know, going that route, but I can only speak as a Black woman. Is he qualified? And the last thing I said was that you need to know your deal breakers. And one of my deal breakers is that I don't want to date a man with young children. And if you were on the phone, Elder, you did hear me talk about why, the children aspect of it. Another one would be that I don't want to date a man that smokes. I don't want to date you. You smoke. You know, every time we go out, you smell like smoke. Your breath smells like smoke. I kiss you. I can taste smoke. So I was saying to our audience, you need to know what your deal breakers are. In order to know what your deal breakers are, you need to know you. You need to know what you're worth. You need to have self-love. You have self-love, you already know that's not happening. You want to make a comment on that?
Most definitely. You know, I understand that from your point of view with you know, the young kids aspect. You know, that's something that needs to be brought up front with us men if that's what we have going on. That should be some, you know, some communication there of what the arrangement is or what we're, if a man does have young children, how involved is he, so that that young lady knows, you know, how much time he will be spending with the kids and if that's something she can deal with or not. The smoking aspect, you know, that's to each his own. Because you have some young ladies out there, some women out there that smoke. So they may not mind at all, you know. They might be like, okay, you smoke blunts? Okay, I do too. You smoke cigarettes? I do too. You smoke Black and Milds? Oh, I do too. So they could team up together and be smokers together. But if you're not a smoker and that's your deal breaker, yeah, you should stand by that. You know, even as men, we should stand by that too. If that's one of our deal breakers with a woman, we should stand by that. The self-love part, oh, man, that's a whole topic by itself with the self-love portion of it, because men can tell if a woman is confident, just like you guys can tell if we are confident. We can see that in a woman. We can see if she's confident by the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she dresses. Like you said, you look at our shoes. We look at your hair, your nails, your makeup, how you put yourself together. We look at how you stand, just like you guys look at us. So that self-love part is essential. And if we are qualified to date you guys, but the same with us, if you guys are qualified to be on our arms.
Oh, okay. Whoa, you just threw me back to caveman days. Qualified to be on your arms. Okay. Let me just jump in right quick and ask this, because that was the first time I ever heard that men look at the way that a woman stands. Can you expound on that, the way that we stand? First of all, answer first. The way that
okay, definitely. You know how when a man walks in, you know, when a man walks in, he has his shoulders back, chest up, head up, and he has as we call it, a swag or a coolness about him. You know, and you can tell he's a confident man by the way he walks. If he slouched down, if he's dragging his feet, and like you said, if his shoes are dusty, then y'all looking at him like, nah, that's not the one. not that dude. Same with you guys. The same with a woman. I'm kind of comical, but it's true. We look at it. If you got open toe shoes and your toes are over your shoes, that's not cute. We know you got there's some things going on there. We look at your nails and your toes. If your toes are out, we look at that stuff. You know, are they painted? Yeah, we understand that sometimes you might be in between, but we can tell if they've been painted or if they just, you ain't doing nothing to them at all. Your stance, by the way you stand. Same with a man. How's your posture? Are you standing up straight? Are you looking up? Or are you holding your head down? Because, you know, men, we look at it and be like, man, did you see that girl when she walked by? That's a walk right there. You know, it's something about when you guys are confident, you guys glide in any arena, any room. When you come in, there's a presence that you put out, and you can see it and you can feel it. You can feel that energy that she has about herself, and men are attracted to that energy.
Okay, so it's not so much of the way we stand, because I was about to jump in and say you can't tell anything about a woman the way she stands. So it's not so much about how she's standing. You're looking at how she struts, in other words, correct?
Senator Shannon, I think we lost him on the line, but he'll call back in. He's calling back in right now. He get a chance to respond to it. Elder McKnight, you're back on now.
I'm back on. Sorry about that.
Okay, not a problem. I was just saying that it's not so much in the way that she stands, but it's more or less the way that she struts, the way that what you're looking at, her outer appearance, not just that she's standing up. Because what can you tell by the way that I stand? She may have had some type of hip surgery or something happened to her hip. So that's why I wanted to say, well, let me let him answer first. So I will go along with, what you just said, the way that we walk, because you do, if you're confident as a female, you do walk with a presence of, or with an air of, I made it. So I can go along with that. I did hear you say that y'all look at our toes, and if our toes are not kept up, and polished, and I'm not laughing, but if our toes are not kept up and polished, men look at that.
Amen.
Oh, we definitely look at, because you have some men out there that are just, you know, they feet and toe men. You know, they love some pretty, you know. Let's go back to Boomerang. That's a great instance, a great movie.
Lord,
classic,
Jesus.
Classic, classic movie. when he saw them hammer toes, he just slid out the bed. But it, that's important. That's very important to a man that's carrying himself with class and has something, some essence about himself. He wants her to be a compliment to him. So, you know, it, like you said, am I qualified to be with you? Am I a compliment to you? That's the main thing. Am I a compliment to you? Do I have, you know, some things together myself? You know, physically, like you said, physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally. It has to be, we have to compliment one another. So, yeah, we look at your toes. Yeah, we look at your hands. You guys look at our hands. And if we ever take off our shoes and our socks, y'all look at our toes, our toes too. So, but, yeah, that's key right there. That upkeep is key.
Okay, Doc, I even heard you amen on the men look at toes. So, ladies, if you're out there listening to the Ministry Shannon show, understand that these two gentlemen that are on the phone with me are looking at your toes as well. Now, I am not saying don't, if you are allergic to polish, to polish your toes so that you can date a man. That is not what I am saying. But
and
if he's looking at
Shannon, Minister Shannon, I'm saying the same thing. It's just about the upkeep. That's what it boils down to, the upkeep.
Okay.
No, you don't have to have polish on them. But are they well kept and not crusty looking? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't want to dwell on this toe thing and this boomerang thing. I don't want to dwell on it. But I have to say now, and this may seem funny. I'm going to throw it in there. It may seem funny, but growing up, and this is Shannon, I'm talking about Shannon, so nobody get offended, this is Shannon. Growing up, I grew up in the country. Well, growing up in the country, you walk around barefooted. That's just some things that we did. We walked around barefoot. I know that's not a thing that children do today because I barely see children outside. But growing up in the country, we walked around barefooted. It wasn't a whole lot of cement. It wasn't a whole lot of paved roads like we see now. So I grew up with rough feet. Now, I'm not saying that if that's his deal breaker, that's his deal breaker. But if that's why he doesn't want to date me, if that's why he doesn't like me, because I got rough feet, and I walked around barefooted as a child, and I got two layers of skin on my heel, then, okay, that's his deal breaker. Move on. Maybe he wasn't even the one that God chose for me. So, bam, that is to the boomerang. I'm going to put that over there to the side because we don't know what a person went through to get what they are. And why couldn't it be that if that's what you want as a man, you take her to get her toes done? But no, see, if we ask that on the first date, if we ask for money on the first date, Elder, y'all think we're what?
Mm-hmm.
Begging. One of the things my dad always said, well, what you was doing before you met me? What? How you was getting around? How you was getting them done before you met me? So, come on, help me with that now. She may not even know how to do that. You gonna let her crusty toes and crusty heels be the person that you pass up, and that may be your your soulmate?
You know, you said a crucial thing. You know what your father said. You know, what were you doing before that? But if you're asking the question, is he qualified to date me, and you want him to be at a certain standard or such a high excellence of standard or whatever it is, then, again, I go back to you have to be a compliment to him, and he wants you to be a compliment. No, you don't have to have yourself all together, but there are some things that, you know, like you said, there are some deal breakers that you're just like,
no. You're backpedaling.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
That's some deal. There's some deal breakers there. It might be his deal breaker. That might be his deal breaker. Then again, it might not be his deal breaker. But, you know, like you said, as well as he is qualified for you, are you qualified for him? So that's very important. So, you know, you can't say, and we're not talking about, you know, as kids, like you said, we're talking about as, you know, we've been through college, we've been this and that, we're adults now. And at this point in time, that upkeep should be key. You know, if you're trying to attract a high quality man, you're going to have to show some kind of high qualities or some features of some high qualities, at least your upkeep. You know, then, you know, if you snag that man, guess what? He can upkeep you or take you to another level.
Okay. So then you're saying that if you want that woman, you will go out there and get her feet done, right? You will take her and get her pedicure.
Exactly. I keep going back to compliment. If she's a compliment to me and she's already taking care of her feet the best way she can, that she may not be going to the nail shop all the time to get her nails done, but she keeps them well groomed. But if she's with me and I'm her man and I want her to have that day, that spa day, or start treating her to her spa days, yeah, I'm gonna give that money to her. Hey, baby, go doll yourself up. You know, she may not have it at that point in time. She may not have that income or in her budget. But if I do, hey, babe, go get your nails and feet done. Hey, let's look good. Matter of fact, you know, we can do it together every once in a while. But hey, let's do what we have to do.
Okay, so let's jump in and tackle this question. Can I, or is it offensive that I ask an elder, doc, I'm going to use you two guys, on the first date, if I went out with one of you, would it be okay with you if I asked? How would you feel if I asked on the first date, you know, how much money you make, what you bring to the table, why you think you need to be with me, what qualifies you to date me? Would that be offensive to ask on the first date? Either one of y'all can jump in.
I'll go first, Doc. Then you can piggyback. You can piggyback off of it and let me know if I'm in line or not. Is it a little forward? Let me say that it's a little forward, but a confident man will let you know if he can afford you. He will be like, listen, I have enough or I make enough to be able to take care of you. We as men know, as soon as we approach you, we know if we can afford you or not. We know. So, you know, he may not tell you his salary, but he can tell you that, hey, yeah, I got you covered. I know I got you covered. I can take care of you. Especially if he knows who he is. And so, no, I don't think that's a wrong question to ask, but for him to, he won't probably divulge how much he makes, but he will, she should be able to say if he can be able to take care of you or not. He can look at you and know his situation, and by just talking to you, know if he's able to afford you or not.
Okay. Good deal.
This is Dr. Smith coming in, and I'm in agreement with Elder McKnight, because it's not so much as how much I make. First of all, I'm not going to take you or ask you out on a date where I can't afford to take you, first of all. I'm going to make sure I'm in line financially to do that. But that's not an indication on how much money that I have available or how much money I make. The truth of the matter, I already know what I'm capable of doing. It is not a question that should offend anybody, because we're at the point now in our dating world, there's a point where people are able to check you out and research you even before they meet you. Sometimes when that research even shows your credit report or shows whether you have this amount of money in debt or, and then I show your income, they show the debt. So the possibility of getting that information already ahead of the ball game is already available. So I don't think it's too straightforward. There's nothing wrong. We have to start off, if we're interested in someone, to ask the hard question. There's nothing wrong with asking the hard question. That seems to be a hard question for some people, but I don't really think it is. I think it is because I have an interest in you, and I have to know what direction I need to go with this. And again, I will not ask you to take you to Ruth Chris without a McDonald's bus. It's impossible for me to ask you that. I'm going to ask you because I can afford to go to Ruth Chris. Now, call in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of this, just press 1. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll actually give you a name, location, and offer your comment. But that's my stance with regard to that ministry. So back to you.
Thank you guys so much for those answers. And I am in agreement with that, what you said, Doc and Elder McKnight, because I think it's okay, you know, if I ask you that question. And if you get offended, that's okay too, because guess what? If you get offended, that lets me know, as a woman, that this is not the person for me today. He is not qualified to date me, because he should be man enough. He should be man enough to answer that question with authority in his voice that tells me, oh, he got it going on. He got this. He got me. Now, I'm not saying that you got to take me to a 5-star restaurant on the first date. I'm not even saying that we even have to go to a restaurant. I do know that that's the common thing for a man to do, ask you out to dinner. I have been approached so many times, and they've asked me to dinner. And my answer to that is, do it look like I'm missing food? Do it look like I can't feed myself? I don't want to always go out to eat. Why can't you tell me, you know, why can't the first date be to a museum? All that's coming in. All that's one thing after another. But I'm glad you guys said that, you know, it's not offensive to ask you all that.
Minister Shannon, can I get in? Because you said something key. You said something extremely key about that first date. Like you said, on a black man's perspective, some women or majority of women want to go out to eat. But you know, then some of them look at you crazy if you say, you know what, let's meet at Starbucks and have a cup of coffee so we can talk. So, you know, see if we even like each other. See
right.
If we even vibe.
Right, I agree.
The museum is great because the museum is quiet. You still can talk a little bit and figure out, you know, if you guys even vibe. Is there a vibe? A walk in the park, to see if you vibe. So it doesn't, like you said, I don't think it should be the first thing it should be is a dinner, but a place where we can talk, where we can get to know each other a little bit better also.
Definitely so. When I talk about dating, I talk about it because, again, I'm in the dating phase all over again. It's much different than what it used to be. My deal breakers are different. One thing I noticed that men love to ask, can you cook? Can you cook? Okay, you know when I get asked that question, know what I ask them? My answer, because see, you can't dictate my answer. You just want an answer. My answer is, can you? Why are you asking me, can I cook? Can you cook? Is that the thing that's going on, that the woman has to be able to cook? This is the 21st century. We're almost in 2020. If I don't cook, you should have food ready. Why do I need to be able to cook? That's one of my deal breakers. Don't ask me, can I cook? I do not like to cook. If you qualify to date me, you should well know that looking at my fingernails, this woman don't do a whole lot in the kitchen. She does not do, at least she is not doing a whole lot of cooking. I know that's one of the things that black men, mamas, their mothers tell them, well, son, she needs to be able to cook for you. Well, then, mama, you need to get him back home with you. You cook for him. You didn't teach him how to cook? My daddy always said, woman don't have to cook for me, baby. My mama taught me how to cook. See, that's my world. My daddy, that's my world. So if you're asking me on a date, do you know how to cook? Because if you don't know how to cook, we can't date. That's fine, because I don't cook. That's fine. I don't know if, Elder, if that's one of your deal breakers, that she needs to know how to cook. I don't know. It may be. But how do you feel about that? If she's a cooker, if she's not a cook, if she's the person that say, you know what, I cook once or twice a week, the rest of the time we're going out.
I know how to cook. I eat more healthier now. Being older, a little bit older, I try to eat a more healthier meal. Would it be nice if she knows how to cook some dishes? Yes, that would be nice. And I heard what you said when it says the 21st century, you know, but as a woman, you require certain things from us to be able to just do. And can we reverse that question and say, hey, it's the 21st century. You got this. Then if you're saying this to me, you should be able to cook, which is, you know, a man should be able to cook. But at the same time, don't say it's the 21st century when I say, well, you can pump your own gas. You see what I'm saying? So it's the 21st
century. No, I don't see what you're saying, because that comes with Southern hospitality. That comes with male chivalry. That comes with you being a man. Cooking does not. No.
Yes, it does.
No.
The Southern hospitality.
No, it's not. That is not Southern hospitality, that I could get in the kitchen with an apron down to my knees and cook you cornbread. As a matter of fact, let me just post this out there. This is a public service announcement coming from Minister Shannon. I have never been able to cook cornbread with neither of my divorced husbands now. I buy cornbread. You want cornbread, I will buy you cornbread. So pumping gas, are you serious?
It's an example. But you can't.
Okay.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
that goes
women,
with pulling out the chair,
women,
too.
Women ask for, hey, do this, and that's back in the day, but you want us to act back in the day, but you don't want to perform like a woman did back in the day. That's not, you can't do that. You can't ask a man to be all this like he should be back in the day, but yet you're not performing duties as a woman like they did back in the day.
Okay, can you and I cook together?
Now you're talking.
No, that was the question that only needed one answer. Can you and I cook together? Yes or no?
I'm saying
no,
you're talking
no,
now.
No,
that's great.
Yes or no?
Yes
or no?
Great.
Okay, yes.
That's great.
You and I can
that's
cook
great.
Together. You and I can't pump my gas. You and I cannot
okay.
pump. It only takes, it needs one person to pump gas. I don't think
okay.
that's equivalent. That is not equivalent. You are not pumping gas for three or four cars. I am, most of the time when I'm making a meal, when I'm cooking, or when you want your wife or your wife to be to cook, you want a whole meal. You don't want me to go in there, open up a can of beef stew and throw some rice, and I cook bag rice in a bag. Put that bag of rice. That's not what you all want. Y'all want 3, 4, 5 course meals because that's what your mama said. So I don't think it's equivalent to pumping my gas. No, that's not the same. We can't even put that in the same category. No, I'm not going to let you do that. No, that's not
nope,
the same.
Nope. So,
that's not
so,
the
so,
same.
So be chivalrous, be all this as a man, and do the old-fashioned stuff as a man. But can I ask, can you keep the house clean? Or is that,
okay.
we can do that, we have to do that together too, you know?
Well, I'm going to go along with you on that.
And the gas puppet was, like I said, it was just an example. But like,
okay, well,
my point is, don't ask us to go back and be the old way, old-fashioned Southern hospitality way, when you're not being the Southern hospitality way of a female. Because
okay,
if you're
going
to put us back in the 60s and the 50s or whatever, I want you to go back to that stage too. That's you being my equal.
Okay, going back. You just said something that just, oh my goodness, going back. So that what you just said dictates that, or it implies that men these days are not doing what the many women cook for their husbands. I cooked for my husband. I served their meals. I made their plates. So, but many men are not pumping gas. Many men are not opening car doors. I know this because I'm dating them. They're not opening car doors. I'm so serious. They're not opening car doors. They get out the car, going into the store. They get out the car, going into the restaurant. I'm still sitting there. So
Mr.
you
Sandy,
guys are not.
Mr. Sandy, you hit it on the head with the topic then. You hit it on the head. Is he qualified to date you?
There you
know.
Go. And it, right. And he is not qualified to date me if he gets out of his. And don't let it be a one today. Don't let it be a one today. He get out of the car and he goes to walk. Don't let it be a one today. I pull up to the gas station and he does not get. No. I just can't. I can't go along with that. I just don't understand it. And I'm not putting anybody's mama down. Please don't get offended. But I need you to be prepackaged if you're going to be qualified to date me. I don't want you to be a boy in a man's costume. Those are boys. There's an old saying that a single mom or a mom can make a boy into a man. I really and truly believe that. But we can teach them some things. Now, son, she's going to want you to do this. Son, she's going to want you to do that. So these probably are just some things that you just don't want to do because she can do it herself. What's wrong with her hand? Why she can't open the door herself? Because that's not what she's supposed to do. If you are a man, not a boy in a man's costume, I want a man. There are things that, and you said compliment me. Now, let's just go back, all the way back. Let's just go back in time. I am never to equal to you. I'm never to equal up to the things that you're bringing in. We do. But I was not made to do that.
I didn't say equal. I said compliment. You're a compliment to me. Meaning you're not equal to me. You're just a compliment to me. You add to me, but you're not equal to me at all. I didn't never say equal because that's like you said, that'll never be the case. But you are my compliment. You know, you're not even my half. You should be like you said. You should be whole, going back to self-love. You should be a whole person. I should be a whole person. And when we come together, man, we're a dynamic team. But you compliment me. You compliment my swag. Because guess what? You already dressed nice when I met you. I dressed nice when you met me. We get together, our dress increases. Our style increases. Because guess what? We're feeding off one another. So now you my compliment. So that's how I look. That's how I see it. You're not my equal, but you're a compliment to me. You know, because when another person sees us, a lot of times when people see couples, they'll be like, man, that's a good looking couple. Why? Because they compliment each other.
Or because she taught him how to dress. But anyway, okay, I'm just throwing that out there. That's just me. But now you got to be prepackaged. You got to be qualified to date me. I'm just sorry. We're not going. Okay, you got to be qualified. So, all right. So, yeah, we should be complimenting them. Ladies, it should not be that he outdresses you. You know, I had, the Lord blessed me with a son the first time around, the second time a daughter, and then the third time a daughter. Very thankful for that. But growing up, the children, anytime the people saw the children, they were always dressed like we were. When I say we, I meant my ex-husband and I, both my ex-husbands, as a matter of fact. But I can remember that it was always, and I hate the word. And anytime you say, hey, that's a harsh, I hate the word cheap, but it was always less expensive or inexpensive. It was always less expensive to dress my son than it was to dress the girls. So when you say compliment, or when a man says compliment, he should not be outdressing you. I know there are a lot of things out there, ladies, that men can do, or they're wearing now, and they can get, you know, as we say, casket sharp, but he should not be outdressing you. The elder is right when he says complimenting. But I also want to say he should also compliment me. Again, I don't always want to see him in athletics. I know that there's athletics that are $200-$300. I just don't want to see that because I love Shannon. I know what Shannon wants. I know what Shannon wants in a man. And that's not one of them. Yeah, that's okay to wear that if that's what it's, you know, you're going to a ball game. But I'm not so into that all the time, going to a ball game. Next game coming up that I'll go to is the Magic City Classic. I really didn't, when I went to it, my husband didn't wear sneakers and athletics. We dressed up. But I do agree that, you know, complimenting you, he's complimenting me, that goes both ways. If we look at it scripturally, if we even say come as you are, that's a negative. That's a total negative. I don't want you to come as you are. My best friend told me that she went on a date, blind date, let's just say the blind date, where you don't see him because everybody's online dating now. So she, after the date was over, she called me and she said, can you believe that he showed up with a hole in his shirt? Come on. Are you serious? Come as you are. What is that? You didn't even take the time to get a shirt that didn't have a hole in it. So that means that it probably was wrinkled. And she was asking me, well, Shannon, do you think I'm hard? Do you think that because I told him, you know, I don't think it's going to work out? No. No, I stopped dating men for chewing gum. Not chewing it, but popping it. Get out of my house. Get out of my car. Get out of my face. A man that pops gum. Popping gum is rude for anybody. But that's a deal breaker for me. Come as you are, does that mean that, okay, this is the first time I'm going to see her? No, that should be first impression, lasting impression. That should be number one game. You own it. You are on it. I'm not telling you that you got to dress like you're going to meet the king. No, but you do need to dress like you're going to impress the queen. The wrinkled clothes, the T-shirt, the, what is this thing, the polo? Is it the polo with the three buttons on it? I think that's the polo with the three buttons on it, with the collar. You didn't iron it. I'm just saying it. All of these things will dictate to me if a man is qualified to date me. Those are just some things you cannot do with me and pop gum. You got to open the car door. You got to be bringing enough money to afford me. Those are things that I look at. Why? Because I love Shannon. I often tell people, especially men, but I say it with young women too when I'm talking to young women as a motivational speaker, he needs to be able to keep you where your daddy left you. He needs to be able to keep you where you got yourself already. You're already there. You don't need to go backwards. He either needs to keep you where you are, keep you where your daddy left you, or take you two steps beyond that. Not backwards. That does not qualify him to date you. That does not qualify him to date Shannon. I'm sorry. Any comments on that?
That's very strong argument. Go ahead.
Oh, really? No, I was asking, Doc, was there anybody on the line that wanted to comment, Doc?
No, we don't have anybody.
Okay, go on, Elder.
I totally agree with that. The whole statement, as men, if we want a high quality woman and a woman with class, we have to present ourselves, especially on that, that first impression is long lasting anywhere we go. So, I totally agree. We have to come ready, come suited and booted, as they say, and come with our best, that we have. And that's just key. As a real grown man, you shouldn't have holes in your shirt and things like that. You should love, as men, we should love ourselves enough to want to look our best when we go out. Tennis shoes and jeans or baseball cap is appropriate on certain things. There's a time and place for everything. But if you were a young lady and you guys are going to the museum or going, like you said, or if you're going out on an event, yeah, you should be well-dressed. If it's a polo shirt, some slacks, and some nice loafers or something like that, but you should be always presentable, because you represent her and she represents you. And so you don't want to make her look bad and you don't want to look bad yourself as a man, because, you keep looking that way, she's going to start looking other ways, a different direction. So I agree with you on that, Mr. Shen.
With the fact that he should, right, the come as you are doesn't necessarily mean that you just come looking any kind of way just because.
No, not at all. That come as you are, no. You should as men, you should love yourself enough to be presentable, well-groomed, well-kept, clothes ironed, smell good. Women love to smell a man. Fellas, if anything, go buy you some nice, expensive cologne. Smell good. Something that smells good. They love it. They absolutely love it. Smell good, fellas. Don't come in there just with some body spray on. Get you some good cologne and smell good. Because, a woman will smell you as soon as you walk by. Girl, did you smell him? Did you smell him? He smells so good. So that upkeep is key.
Okay, you're exactly right. I can't say that I'm so into cologne, because some men, and I can definitely say my uncle, some men bathe in, and it's just too much. That's just me. But, yeah, we do want you to take a bath, I do want you to smell a little good. I'm not saying that you have to go out there and buy the most expensive cologne, but, yeah, we do. We do like you guys to smell good. I'm not going to throw that away. We do like you guys to smell good. As with, you want, you like to smell a good look of a good woman. If she looks good, she smell good. I guess that's what you're saying, right?
I'm saying it as a man for himself, a self-love for one. A self-love, smell good for yourself. Just smell good. Look good for yourself. Because, then if you are trying to attract this high value woman that you see, then that is one of the things that is going to attract her, because she can tell if you love yourself, and she'll be able to look at you and be like, yeah, he may fit the qualifications. He may be able to roll with me, and stuff like that. And he can look at her and say, hey, I think she can roll with me, because if I don't present myself with self-love and carry myself as a man and dress nice and be presentable, if I only have tennis shoes and a baseball cap and a t-shirt on all the time, you're not always going to pull that woman that you really want, especially if she's a woman of class and integrity. So
it's not going to happen. You may, it happens every so often, but it don't happen. It, that percentage is extremely low.
Okay, I'm in total agreement. I'm in total agreement, Elder McKnight. I'm in total agreement. I think we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. Is there any closing remarks that you want to give on this topic? Is he qualified to date me?
Closing remarks is, you know, men, we know your worth, know your value, know who you are. Before you even approach any woman, you know, hold your head up high, you know, be presentable, you know, and if you know who you are and you're walking in confidence, if she doesn't think you are qualified, you still know who you are, regardless if she thinks you're not or if you are. That's what's key for us men, you know, be confident in who you are and walk with that confidence. And, you know, sometimes, you know, she might be looking for this figure or for these standards, and you might fall short one or two requirements, but guess what? She could be missing out on the best thing that ever happened to her, because you can still grow. You know, you may not have everything, but you can still grow. And so, men, do what you have to do. Stand up, be men, and stay strong.
Well, thank you, Elder McKnight. I want to thank you for all of your comments tonight. I want to thank you for clarifying some things. I want to thank you for expounding on some things with the questions. Tonight you didn't beat up on the women so bad. So we want to thank you for that. We're going to talk about it, you know, maybe one or two months down the line. We're going to talk about that old school, you know, what you said, if you want us to do. But anyway, I do thank you for sharing with us tonight. And audience, as we leave, again, I want you to know, love yourself, ladies. Know who's qualified to date you. And before I get off the phone tonight, Maya Angelou, she's now deceased, loved us. She was a poet, civil rights leader. One of her poems was Phenomenal Woman. I loved it. I learned it word for word. But there were a few stanzas in her poem that just stood out with me as a woman, especially as a black woman. And I want to say this. I want to read a couple of them to you as I leave tonight. This is how I carry myself. This is how the ministers feel. This is how I feel about me. This is how I know I love me. This dictates me. And it says, I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand and fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally phenomenal woman. That's me. So, ladies, I say to you, let him be the man that you want to take home to daddy. Let him be the upstanding man that you want to show off when you walk into the room. Let him be the one, the man that compliments you. It's not always you compliment him. You decide if he's qualified to date you. You all have a good night. Be blessed. And always, as we say, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is the Minister Shannon Show. I love each and every one of you. Good night.
What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands,
Let me hear you say yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.